Govinda Lilamrita, Chapter 6, Purvahan Lila continued, forenoon pastimes, 8:24 a.m. to 10:48 a.m. This is part 3 of Purvahan Lila. The forest of Vrindavan welcomes Krishna. And Krishna sees Radha everywhere. Krishna thrills with joy when he sees that the Brijbasis, like his mother and father, etc., return home as he looks backwards over his shoulders. Just as an intoxicated elephant leaps from its iron shackles, Krishna feels boundless enthusiasm upon freeing himself from the binding glances of the Brijvasis. The forest of Braj is compared to an artist depicting Krishna's pastimes in portraits. After Krishna departs, newer and newer masterpieces appear to create a joyous festival for the eyes. Exhilarated with the bliss of Krishna's association, the cowherd boys dance, sing, laugh, joke, and stumble over each other. These gopas appear like baby elephants suddenly released from their chains. One boy stands in front of Govinda, making the same innocent face Govinda shows to his mother. Another boy mimics the restless eye gestures Ghanashyam displays when he flirts with the gopis. Imitating the gopis, other boys hide behind the foliage, cover their heads with their chadars, and then peek out from the covering of foliage at Krishna with tender smiles and furtive glances, just like the gopis. One boy, pretending to be a Kamadhenu cow, walks on his hands and feet, bending his neck backwards and opening his eyes widely, like a cow eagerly waiting for Krishna to take her to the forest and looking over her shoulder backwards for him to come.